Well, good morning and Happy New Year, Happy Birthday, Happy Christmas, Happy something to everyone out there. We're getting close to the new year, and this is the holiday season. This is Perrier with Q&A about Living Clay. We're happy to have you listening in with us today. And I wanted to start today with a tip for the new year. Now, I know most of the people that are on this call and are very health conscious, and probably a lot of you don't drink alcohol, but if you should be lured into having some alcoholic drinks for the festivities, please know that if you come in the evening, drink some clay before you go to bed, and you won't wake up with a hangover. Now, if you're like me, one glass of wine and you feel it, or one bottle of beer and I feel it, so I don't ever drink very much. I'm a little challenged today. I have a new computer, and when I came on, everything looks different, and I cannot find where my email messages are. So if I'm kind of stuttering around a little bit, I'm trying to find where to go. And if anybody has any suggestions, I'm open to that. So, Cheryl, I guess if you want to send me the emails, you have to either send me a regular email, and I'll try to go over there and check them and see if I can figure out where to go with my new Windows 7 window, how to find the page that show me emails. So we're talking about calcium bentonite clay, and my clay of choice is the Living Clay brand. I have tested this clay against 30 or 40 clays, and to me, it's superior. And from what I get from our listeners, they agree. Many of them have tried other clays and tried ours and said they got more results after one day of using the Living Clay than they have on the other clay. And all clays are not alike, and that's the tricky thing. Unfortunately, it's not a simple subject. Some clays are very good for external but not worth a darn for internal. And some things you don't want to put in your body unless you know it's been tested and it's not loaded with bacteria or mold or yeast. So if a clay company, you want to know that the clay is pure, very clean, a good quality clay. And if the company doesn't offer that information, I'd really be leery of it. It's just, there are clays on the roadsides that have been contaminated. People that live out where clay is will just go grab it off the road, but it's still not the quality. It hadn't been milled. There are a lot of things. Like I said, every clay deposit is different, and there are seven different families of clay. So it makes this study a little complicated, and that's why I wrote the book, Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, to dispute some of the myths out there and to clarify things for people, because I too, when I studied clay, was getting very confused and did a great deal of research to figure out what clays we need, what clays are safe, and how they work and things of that nature. Now, your smectite family of clays are the popular clay for healing. There's, like I said, seven families of clays, and your calcium and sodium bentonites are in your smectite family. The sodium bentonites primarily have been used for commercial uses, farming, lining tank ponds, industrial uses, oil well muds, making plastic and paints. It's a different quality. When you mix it up, it's more of a gel-like substance. You know that goo that your kids used to have, and you'd throw it and it'd hit the wall and it'd kind of slide down? It kind of has some of it has a gooey consistency. And some of it, when you mix with water, will be very creamy and smooth and be like sour cream. So there's a lot of clays out there, and there's a lot of confusion out there. Here's what I do know. Your smectite family of clays, your bentonite clays, are a very good healing clay. Clays will cut the healing time in half. I'm talking a cut, a burn, a blister. A blister, if you pack the I call it hydrated, the 3-to-1 mix of clay and water, the clay paste like you make a fascia with. If you put that over a blister, a raised blister that's got fluid in it, and you pack it over there and cover it the next morning when you come back, the skin has, the water has disappeared, the skin has shrunk back and tightened back to the flesh, and you didn't even know, you can't even tell where the blister was. It acts that quickly. The same way on a burn. This is holiday season. We're sticking our hands in and out of the ovens. And invariably, you know, I will hit a top rack when I'm trying to get two layers in my oven. And you know how it hurts when you have a burn because it affects those nerve endings. You slap that hydrated clay on there thick and leave it on there until there's no feeling whatsoever. Now, the pain will go away probably within a minute, but still it'll be a little tender. As long as you, when you wash your hands, if it's tender, put more clay on it. The next morning, you won't even find the mark, and burns always leave a mark. It's that good. I had a lady that called the other day, and she was leery about trying the clay and had a lot of problems, started using the clay, and she was trying it. She had a tumor, a knot in her breast, but it was benign, but she wanted it out of there, and someone told her about this clay, this tea you could drink, and it would dissolve the tumor. And she drank the tea, and it did, but there was also a warning on the tea that it might damage your liver. And she started having problems similar to some she had had a long time before that were connected with her liver, and was in a great deal of pain and discomfort and didn't know what to do. And she tried the clay, and after her first dose, one dose of clay, she called me back. She was so excited. She said, "Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. It's gone. The pain is gone. I'm feeling better. I didn't think I'd ever feel this good again." And that's how quickly clay works. And what I had hoped to do today, but I'm not finding how to get onto my messages, so I'm having a little difficulty here, was to have this a testimonial day, and let's all talk about the good things that we've noticed with clay, because everybody's had some wins. I've had several people who the first time they use it, they start having regular bowel movements 3 times a day, very nice, firm, good, healthy bowel movements. And this is what we're supposed to have. Now, some people are their colon is full of old putrefied fecal matter that's stuck in the crevices, and they may experience constipation at first. And I always tell them, take whatever you need over the counter, whatever you take when you get constipated to keep the flow going and get that cleansed out. In fact, you may want to go get a colonic to get that old fecal matter and stuff pulled out. The clay will pull it out, but when it does, it all packs up in the colon, and it makes you constipated trying to get it out. So do whatever it takes to keep your janitorial services, and when all that gets flushed out, you'll be sitting pretty and doing well. What are the benefits of drinking clay? Your skin. Your skin is going to improve in quality, tone, color, complexion, blemishes go away, acne clears up, just from drinking the clay. Why? Clay has a 9.7 pH. We're all pretty much too acidic. Now, I every now and then take an early morning reading, urine reading on my pH, and the other morning it was right at 7.0, and I totally attribute that to drinking the clay, which I have been doing for numerous years. That's another thing. A good quality clay you can take indefinitely. You don't have to worry it's not going to hurt you. Clay has never killed anyone. I think they'd have to fall in a vat of clay and drown to die from taking clay. And that's kind of a funny little joke there, and I can't hear if you're laughing because I'm not getting anything feedback on the line. I'm going to click on something here and see if I can find my way to, I just don't know where that panel is that I used to have that could take me to where my email questions are. So if you'll bear with me just a moment, during your event, use this control panel. Okay. I'm clicking on that, and I'm right back where I was. Still no way to get back over to where our emails were. Don't you just love it when you get a new computer and you, it should be simple, but it just, I mean, this program didn't change. It's my computer changed it all up. Anyway, a good challenge only broadens our minds. Let's get back to the subject of clay. Taking clay internally, it cleanses you, it gets rid of parasites, it balances your pH, it carries out daily toxins that we ingest and keeps them from being absorbed into the body, into the blood, for the kidney, liver, and lymph glands to filter out. So, now clay itself is not absorbed into the bloodstream. It doesn't go through the colon wall. Two reasons. Number one, the particle size is too big. And number two, the lining of the colon is a negative charge, and so is the clay a negative charge, and so they repel one another. It's like ends of a magnet will repel each other. So there's no danger of it being absorbed into it. And yet, we get benefits that are unexplainable. How can just drinking the clay stop anemia when it's not absorbed into the blood? Well, it happens through enzymatic action. Clay is a catalyst that works with the body, so the body can send enzymes and take just what it needs, and it knows what it needs. This is why the Indians say clay has a wisdom of its own, and it knows where to go and what to get. Now, we've talked about getting the toxins out before they get in, so your kidney and your liver won't be in overload. And most of us are strictly in overload. The food styles, things we eat, the way we've been treating our farming communities with pesticides and herbicides and things that linger and get into the foods we eat and then get into our body. So when we can keep it from going in, that's a big part of the problem. You've had a big win right there. But what about all the stuff you've eaten for years before you knew clay? When the body cannot filter out the toxins and throw them out as waste, they store these things in the soft tissues of the body. So they get stored in the joints and the soft tissues, and then we start having disease and arthritis and achy joints and things of that nature. Taking a clay bath and applying the clay topically will detox you from clay that's been stored in your body. You can go to a spa and take a body wrap, and what they'll do is warm the clay, paint you from head to toe, wrap you in a thin mylar sheet, and throw a blanket over you. And so the clay will pull through the pores of the skin, the toxins. That's how strong it is. It will pull a splinter out that's been lodged under the skin that you can't even see. One kid broke a lead pencil off in his cheek, and the clay pulled that out. So the strong drawing power of it will pull those toxins through the pores of your skin, and they are captured in the clay. Anything the clay, toxins the clay get, it holds it captive. It's just like it's a little prisoner in there. So clay doesn't necessarily kill the bad bacteria, but it captures them and cuts them off from their supply of what they need to keep surviving and reproducing. So it sort of isolates the baddies. Another way of doing it is clay baths. Clay baths are a wonderful detox. Takes a little bit of effort. The easy way to mix your clay is to go ahead and mix it in a blender, and you can get an empty gallon jug and you can mix up quite a bit and pour in there and add water to it, and keep it in your bathroom, and from that pour a couple of cups of this liquid blend into your bathtub. Now, if you just want a clay bath for general maintenance, one cup of clay is good. Maybe 3/4 of a cup of clay, depending on how large you are. If you are detoxing heavy metals, you know you have them, and the best way to know is take a hair analysis test before, then take your clay baths, maybe 2 a week for 10 to 14 weeks, however long it takes to get these things pulled out. Remember, they didn't go in overnight, so they won't come out overnight. And so we need to give it time to flush all this out. So get a blender, put in 2 cups of water, add your cup or 2 cups of clay, and then top it off with water to about 1 inch of the top of the blender. Put the lid on and flip it on high for a good while. You want to get all the lumps out. In the meantime, start an extra warm bath water. Some people like it hot. What the hot water does is open the pores of your skin. You know, people detox when they sweat. So that's why they go to a sauna, to sweat and get rid of toxins that way. Well, clay captures what you get rid of before it's absorbed back into the body. That's the beauty of clay. So a warm bath water is going to open the pores of your skin. So you blend this up, and you go and you pour it in the bathtub, and you rinse the blender out real good. Now, before you get in, you want to take the blades of the blender and wash them, because clay is so strong, it draws heavy metals, right? Well, if you leave the wet clay on your blender blades, they're going to start rusting on you. So be sure and rinse them off before you get into the tub. Fill the tub as high as it can go. Get in, submerge yourself. I roll up a hand towel and put behind my head and just submerge myself and try to get all the way down to my chin. I keep the clay stirred up. Now, while you're doing this, you may want to drink some water or some emergency, because when the pores are opening and you're sweating, you're losing electrolytes as well. And some people say when they get through with a really hot bath, they're kind of woozy. They're little puddles. Well, they've lost their electrolytes. So keep hydrated by drinking water. And when you get out, you don't need to rinse off. Just dry off. Your skin will feel baby soft. You'll have the benefit of the little clay that's still on your body, if there is. I don't know. You don't see it. And I like to take my bath at night because I'm so totally relaxed. You can just pour me into a bed like a pancake and cover me up. I'm just ready to sleep, and you sleep like a baby. Now, if you've worked out and played tennis for the first time, or golf, or worked in the flower bed, or gone to the gym and worked out, and your muscles are sore, a clay bath will get rid of those sore muscles in about 15 minutes. By the time you get out of the clay bath, the aches are gone, unless it's something really, really severe. I had a deep tissue massage, and even my muscle rub didn't help that. Of course, his thumbs were like granite, and he was digging deep. I don't know if I'll do that again. But generally, it will take the soreness out of the muscles. We've had children with autism. After one clay bath, they are making more eye contact, they are more verbal, and they are calmer. So we have a lot of people and a few institutions that treat the children with autism. Now, they are also on a diet and taking supplements and vitamins. So the clay just adds to the process and helps along the way. Plus, it's pulling any heavy metals they've gotten from vaccines out of the body. Radiation. Clay will draw radiation. So if you had chemo and radiation afterwards and you want to get rid of some of that excess radiation, start drinking the clay, and again, a clay bath, or applying it topically. If I get a mammogram, I take my clay with me, and before I leave there, I have clay, a thin coat rubbed on my breast, and I just put my bra on over it and walk out. It is said if you fly from New York to Los Angeles one way, that you get more radiation in your body than 1 year walking around on the ground. So going through these airports, going through these gamma ray machines, we are picking up radiation, excess radiation. So if you've been exposed to a lot of radiations, clay baths will be wonderful at getting rid of that. I have a lot of people who have had chemo and radiation that taking the clay has really helped them to be able to maintain their chemo treatments because it healed the mouth sores they got and it stopped them from the diarrhea and the vomiting. So they were able to maintain their chemo treatments. Clay will draw cancer to the point of origin if you can get it on something like a tumor. My niece had a cancer on her nose, and they were afraid they might have to remove quite a bit of her nose and do some prosthesis and plastic surgery. I had her put the clay on her nose every day when she got home from work, put it on thick, let it dry, wash it off, repeat until bedtime, leave a thin coat on. And when they did the surgery, it was all localized in one area, and they were able to get it without. In fact, you can't even tell she had anything taken off. So it's just amazing what this stuff can do. It's going to clear up any kind of rashes immediately. A lady went into the office one day, and she had done something in her hand. She had hives on her hands. It looked like she had a steam burn, and it was just itching profusely. And she had called and made an emergency appointment with the dermatologist. Well, one of our customers had a jar of the hand lotion, just the body lotion, which just has a little clay in it. And she gave her some to put on, and she put it on. And within minutes, the hives went away. They disappeared, and her hands were just normal. They weren't red. They weren't itching anymore. So she canceled her appointment. I've had someone put it on a horse that had hives on him. A cowboy called me the other day. His horse had run into a fence, and he had jabbed a board in his leg above the hock that went all the way to the bone, and he said the hole was so deep I could stick two fingers all the way into the bone. And he washed it good, and he packed it with clay. He put clay all the way up in the hole, put clay on the outside, and gently wrapped it, and he kept it on there, and he said within a month it had healed from the inside out, closed completely, no stitches. Just pulled everything together, healed it, and no scar tissue. So lately I've been talking about broken bones because clay speeds the healing. It cuts the healing time in half for broken bones. Literally I have two people. One of them was the cowboy with the horse. He was breaking a colt, and it fell with him, and he broke his wrist. He went to town. They x-rayed it. They put a splint on. They told him to go to the city. He lived out in the country. And get a cast put on for 6 or 8 weeks. Well, he went back to the house and called me, and he got his clay out. He wrapped clay on it. He put saran wrap on it. He put his splint and left it on. And within 4 weeks, he was back riding horses and shifting gears on a tractor with that broken wrist. It wasn't broken anymore. I had another friend of mine, 72 years old, fell, hit his wrist wrong, snapped the bone in it. He had a splint. I didn't hear about it for a week, and when I saw him, his hand was all swollen and all. I brought him some clay. We put it on, and he said the first thing he knew, the next morning, the swelling was gone. He had had this swelling for a week, and he kept it on there, and he went to the doctor. In 4 weeks, they x-rayed it. They took it off and said, you can go back to doing whatever you were doing before you had your break, your bones healed. So that's what you get with clay. Other things that it does is I have stopped needless amputations, open wounds that won't heal, pressure sore and bed sores from geriatric patients in nursing homes that aren't getting circulation and are laying too much on one side. Just putting the clay over it is going to heal that area. Now, with an open wound like on the leg, we've had several people who have come to us who have been in the hospital on high doses of antibiotic. It wouldn't heal. They wanted to amputate. The clay pulled out any infection, and within a week, it was healing to the point that the doctor stopped the amputation. Another lady had a toe, big toe, had turned black from lack of circulation. She started soaking her toe, her foot, in some little clay mud. She made it kind of soupy and would soak her foot twice a day. And in 4 days, she went back to the doctor, and the black had gone, and the pink, the toe had turned pink again, so they stopped that amputation. So if you know anybody facing an amputation, tell them to try clay. Just give it 4 days, and you'll see an improvement starting. Now, if you're putting it on a wound on an old person, you want to cover it with something like Saran Wrap because you want to keep the wet clay wet. When it dries, it will pull so tight that it might pull the edges of the sore and cause bleeding. So put Saran Wrap or Glad Press and Seal is the best thing. We've had people with slip disc, ruptured disc, out of alignment, that have put clay poultices on their spine. And one guy was a mountain climber that ruptured 3 discs in his back, and they wanted to fuse his spine and put a steel rod in it. Well, his massage therapist said, if you'll come to me every day for a month and let me treat you with clay, I think we can stop that surgery. Well, she did, and she would put a warm poultice all the way down his spine, and then she would work on his muscles while he was there. And in 3 months, he was back mountain climbing again, no surgery. His back was just fine. I've seen it stop pinched sciatic nerves with putting a clay poultice. And a poultice is nothing but clay put up against the area. But if you use gauze, gauze absorbs the water and the clay dries too quick. So you can use Glad Press and Seal. It's right there with the Saran Wrap at the grocery store. And you cut the corners off, cut a square, take the corners off where you have a diagonal strip that's pretty wide. Warm your clay a little bit, put it down the middle. And you can warm your clay just by putting some of the clay that's made in the 1-to-3 ratio for topical use in a Ziploc bag and just floating it in some warm water. It warms real quickly. And put it down the middle of that strip and leave the edges dry, and then hold up and put the tacky side against your skin, and it will hold it. It's like a mild Band-Aid. But if I use a Band-Aid, when I take it off, I tear half my skin off, and then I have a big red place that I'm trying to heal up where the Band-Aid was. I may be allergic to the adhesive. I don't know, but it tears me anew. So those are some ways you can use clay and get results. It's acne's worst nightmare. Not only acne, but you can use it I'm trying to get over here and look and see if I have emails, and I can't think and talk at the same time. Okay. I don't see anything coming in yet. And I will get this fixed by the time we have our next broadcast and figure out what I'm doing here. But any kind of skin problem, poison ivy, poison oak, eczema, psoriasis, keep the clay on there. It may look a little worse the couple of days. Okay, I've got an email here from Cheryl. Let's see. Karen Taylor. Aren't there good things in our system that the living clay could possibly deplete? Clay is selective. It's a negative charge. It's only looking for a positive charge. It's like a magnet pulling the positive. The positives are your bacteria, the bad bacteria, your viruses, your fungus, your molds, your yeast. So it doesn't hurt the good things. If you're taking medicine, call your pharmacy and find out how long it takes to absorb your medicine and then take the clay. I don't know. It probably won't hurt all medicines, but just in case, it's a good idea to wait because you can take the clay anytime. Pat from Palm Harbor. How can clay baths help to detox heavy metal or mercury? Okay, I think we talked about that. It literally pulls it through the pores of your skin, any of it that's stored in the body. Now, mercury, I brush my teeth with clay. put a little on top of my toothpaste and brush my teeth. A couple of times a month, I will put the dry powder clay, just get a popsicle stick or the back of your toothbrush, get a little ridge of dry clay and deposit it between your teeth and gums. And it will, the saliva will hold it there in place overnight, sleep with it in there. It pulls the bacteria that get lodged down in your gums out. It brings the circulation to your gums and it tightens them back to your teeth. That's a very good thing for you to do, very healthy. Now, some people are getting the mouth guards and putting the hydrated clay in them and pushing them up, particularly for your upper teeth, because it's hard to get the powder clay on the upper teeth unless you stand on your head. Okay, so how much to use for baths and for how long? And I think we discussed that. We said two baths a week for five weeks or maybe taking 14 baths, something like that. To really know if you get it all, you'll have to take a hair analysis test before you start and at the end to make sure you've gotten it all. It depends on how much you have and how long you've had it for how long it'll take to come out. Pat Crow, can you take liquid clay along with prescription drugs? How often can you use the facial mask? You can use the facial mask as often as you like. If your face starts getting dry or, you know, slow down a little bit, don't take as many. Maybe take a couple of weeks, two or three. Generally, people take like about three a week, and you'll start seeing results with the wrinkle lines. And we just talked about the liquid clay with the prescription drug. Is it okay to use plastic containers to store the clay in after it's mixed with water? Of course, glass is ideal. Plastic is okay if it's a food grade. You want a quality food grade product. So if you go to Kmart and get the, or Walmart and get the Rubbermaid containers, food grade Rubbermaid containers, they're good. Be sure and use a plastic lid with that as well. Michael and Houston, what is the dosage of clay I should take for detoxing? Good question, Michael. What I recommend and what I like is to take 2 ounces of the premixed liquid. Now, I'm talking about mixing one part of clay to 8 parts of water. So if you used 1/4 cup of clay, you would use 2 cups of water. Shake it real good. From that, drink your 2 ounces. You just need, that's kind of a concentrated dose. So just drink 2 ounces. I just take clay shots is what I call them. Get you a 2 ounce jigger, drink her down, drink some water afterwards. And of course you want to drink water in, during the day to flush the toxins that it's kicking out and capturing. So, do that for 14 to 21 days. Because it will cleanse quicker than that, but the parasites sometimes lay eggs, and you may get the adult parasite goes to the clay and gets out, and the eggs are left behind in the crevices of the colon. So you want to keep it up long enough to get the parasites. And once you start this, you're not going to want to stop. But generally, a maintenance level is 2 ounces a day, maybe 2 ounces twice a day. That's not a whole lot. If you've got a serious problem, you can take more. You'd have to take 25% of your body weight to overdose on clay. So the general rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, drink more. Just don't mix metal. Store it with anything metal. You can use a metal spoon to dish some out, but rinse it off right away and don't leave it in there. Reason for not using metal spoons. Okay, I'm going to ask questions I'm asking before I get there. Reason is clay draws heavy metals, metal spoons. If it's a decomposing metal, it will rust it. And it's going to bind its strength. It's going to use the clay's strength to pull those heavy metals out. So it's going to fill the clay molecules up with elements from the spoon. And you're going to have a rusty spoon. For large batches, instructions say an electric mixer. Can it be mixed? Say an electric mixer can be used to mix it. What's the difference as a mixer has metal blades? Okay, just like I said on the bath, when you get through, rinse your blades. If you go to livingclayco.com and go to the site map at the bottom of the home page and look for mixing directions, you can click on that. Scroll down to the bottom, and there are two videos of how to mix the clay, and they tell you all about that. It's how to mix it for the liquid and for the clay bath. And Merry Christmas to you and yours. Thank you, Ginger. Ginger's from Center Point, Iowa. All right, we clipped through those, and thank you, Cheryl, for going around about the other way and helping us get that. We've gone a little over time. I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, a happy holiday, happy Hanukkah, and be with family, be in a state of grace and appreciation, and be sure and take your clay. It'll help during the holidays. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful time. Bye.